You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is an argument that Ray Kurzweil has just made in Wired. Kurzweil is, of course, the famous inventor, author, technology optimist. And his belief is that vaccine development will be massively accelerated through improvements in AI and biotechnology. And in fact, within a decade, virtually all vaccine development will be done in computers. Argument goes like this. AI can be extremely useful for identifying potential proteins that can work as treatments. We've already seen a little bit of this. In fact, Moderna, which just announced some positive tests on their mRNA potential vaccine, used AI to identify the protein that they should instruct cells to build in order to build up the body's immune system. Using artificial intelligence, studying data sets, you can come up with lots of different options for potential treatments. So Kurzweil's argument is, as we get better at AI, as computer processing speed increases, as we go through periods of exponential growth, as we get better data, the process of identifying potential mechanisms for stopping viruses will grow faster than we can comprehend right now. So AI is useful in 2020, and it will be close to everything by 2030. Combine that with a second trend that Kurzweil sees, which is the ability to model human behavior. Right now, you could speed up the amount of time it takes to conceive of a potential vaccine, but you'd still have to inject it into humans, see how they respond, go through phase one, phase two, phase three, trials. But what if you could model that synthetically? This is a dream that scientists and technologists have had for a long time. What if you could build models of humans with all of their variety and all of the crazy responses that we have to different chemicals? What if you could model that? Then you could come up with the vaccine using your AI machine learning system, and then you could test it in your synthetic human. If you could take both those steps, you can come up with a vaccine much more quickly than we can right now. Now, do I think this is right? It's obviously immensely hard. We have nothing close to a model of how a human actually works right now. But I do believe in exponential growth. Kurzweil's predictions have been quite good in the past, and certainly I'm very hopeful that it will happen. So read Kurzweil for a dose of optimism, which is something we could all use right now. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.